Number 47! Stop chattering to 34 and get back to work immediately!
Speckle shouted from across the room.
Yes, sir. Back to work. Right away! Replied Tom, instinctively, pretending to be a dutiful servant.
He knew too well that talking violated the sacred Weatherly rulebook, a 75-page document of laws and regulations all orphans had to memorize when they arrived. Any violation of these rules resulted in punishment, the penalties varying in length and severity. However, some rules were made to be broken. It was the orphans' only way to survive here. They did what they were told and got away with what they could. Just then, Speckle closed his laptop, walked over to Tom, and slammed his stick on the table. Everyone froze at the loud crack. The room went silent.
"One more word out of you and I'll send you outside!"
hollered Speckle, looking around for other violators. No one moved an inch. Speckle, the new supervisor, had arrived 9 months ago. Over 6 feet tall, with wavy grey hair, he had a deep, scratchy voice and a grip like a vice. He also managed Brewster and Sludge, two henchmen who helped keep order and discipline. These burly yet feeble-minded bullies followed his every command. Tom grabbed a large piece of lumber, walked over to a table saw, and ran it through the blade with ease. He then placed the wood on a workbench and started sanding the rough edges. Every morning at 6, each orphan marched straight to this work area, referred to as the factory, because it was managed like an industrial plant. Their jobs consisted of putting together an assortment of handcrafted items. The girls made wicker baskets, and the boys built wooden chairs and tables. All these objects were hauled off in a large truck and sold by Brewster and Sludge in the local villages. Glancing around the room, Tom quickly made eye contact with Sarah, who smiled and made a silly face. He began to laugh, but stopped when Speckle trudged over.
"Is something funny, Tom?"
he snapped, ready to strike with his stick.
No, sir, nothing at all.
"Perhaps you'd like to stand outside in the cold for 5 or 6 hours. Would that be funny?"
he thundered in a threatening manner.
No, it wouldn't.
Speckle lowered his gaze, closely examining Tom for any insincerity. Once again, the entire room went quiet. Unconvinced by his answer, Speckle grabbed Tom's arm, yanked him from his bench and dragged him outside. The door slammed behind them. The weather was frigid, a strong Yorkshire wind chilling the barren landscape. December was always a deadly time of the year.
"Don't move!"
ordered Speckle, his tone displaying a combination of contempt and indifference. Tom nodded resentfully, his wiry 12-year-old body shivering in the cold. Speckle angrily marched back inside, glaring at the other children as he hovered around their workstations. He randomly picked up an item, inspected it, and tossed it back down. Every day he would find some flaw, tearing up a basket or smashing a chair. Speckle observed everything and missed nothing. No one dared to question him or make direct eye contact. But even Speckle could be outfoxed. The orphans feared his strengths and did whatever they could to exploit his weaknesses. Peering in from the window, his blue eyes glistening and brown hair dampened by frost, Tom stood motionless. He'd been locked up at Weatherly for 6 miserable years, and this was the year he planned to escape.